Well, hello, everybody. Savannah Molyneux from Free Domain. Oh, I had a call-in canceled. So we're going to go through some social media posts. I know some of you like this kind of show. Hopefully you're one of them. The Great Bitcoin Archive. El Salvador. Really sounds like a El Cid night. El Salvador started buying Bitcoin, one Bitcoin every day, on this day 2 years ago. They literally started at bottom of the bear market and now hodl. 6,158 Bitcoin worth $518 million. Their profit is $138 million. International Monetary Fund in disbelief. So, I hate the fact that one political leader can make such a difference. This means, of course, the government has so much power. But it's true. They are laying the foundation for future prosperity, making the country safe. One person can change so much. That's just the nature of politics. I hate it, but it's a fact. All right. This is kind of funny, but I think it's interesting, right? So there's, in honor of the start of deer season, let me once again post my favorite meme. Men be like, where's the ketchup? Men also be like, do you see that buck across the canyon? All right. So this is kind of like a meme, and I get this, right? It's a funny meme that men can't find things in the fridge. But the reason we can't find things in the fridge, or the reason we can't find things is that we give up. So the reason you're looking in the fridge for something, and the reason that you go and ask your wife is because your wife has thrown it out, your wife has moved it, your wife has used it up, and so on, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you live particularly with women, they're moving things. They're making things more efficient. They pick things up. They dust things. They move things. The number of times that I'm like, oh, where's, you know, my microphone? It's like, oh, well, I moved it by your computer upstairs. And it's like, I thought I'd left it down here. So because the wives, God love them, move stuff around, we go to ask our wives to eliminate the possibility that we're completely wasting our time looking for something. So just so you know. All right. Bitcoin is now the seventh largest world asset. That is really something in, 14, 15 years. All right. I think this is true. Can't verify all of this stuff. Bitcoin, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, I mean, he's a real lib as far as this goes, not a free speech guy. He's an abortion guy in some ways, but he wrote, Bitcoin is the currency of freedom, a hedge against inflation for middle-class Americans, a remedy against the dollar's downgrade from the world's reserve currency, and the off-ramp from a ruinous national debt. Bitcoin will have no stronger advocate than Howard Lutnick. That sounds like a Rand villain or a Bond villain, but what's that saying? The Randian heroes are mythological, but the villains are very real. All right. The most attractive male hobbies. I'm looking for philosophy. I guess that's over 100%. All right. So what have we got here? Reading. Foreign languages, playing instrument, cooking, woodworking, painting, writing, gardening, swimming, photography, astronomy. Do they mean astronomy or astrology? Hiking, archery, blacksmithing, traveling, blacksmithing. I would not have guessed. Reading, I understand, because reading means that you have empathy. And for a lot of women, empathy is plus. Well, for most women, empathy is a plus. If they're good women, it's because you care about them. If they're bad women, it means you're easier to manipulate and control. Foreign languages show travel and intelligence, as does playing an instrument shows willpower and so on. Cooking, sure. I mean, women want to be taken care of because in the modern world, now the modern world is very stressful for women. And so they like the idea of being pampered. I was talking to a woman once who was like, oh, because an in-home pampering. I can't imagine a man being finding that appealing. And it just turned out to be like, buy my face cream. All right. So, yeah, interesting stuff. I don't know if you find this true or not, but I thought it was interesting. The number of bureaucratic layers in government has grown quite a bit since the 1960s. Do we really need over 80 layers? Well, of course not, right, obviously, but a government is a place where unskilled people go to make a lot of money and have power vastly in excess of their own authority. Like it's their own sort of credibility. Like it's kind of funny how all of these people were like, oh, Kamala Harris is like, she's the bomb, she knows everything, she's going to make a great country and so on, right? And so you can just sign up to follow her and You can do what she tells you to do. Like, you don't need her to be the president to do the right things that Kamala Harris knows all about that are good to do. You can just follow her. You can, maybe she's got email updates, or you can follow her on X or other social media platforms and just do everything she tells you. If she's the wisest person who's just fantastic to run the country, then you can let her voluntarily run your life, right? You don't need her to be in power. So, you know what else has a lot of layers and makes you cry? An onion! Nice try with Alex Jones. All right. Bernie Sanders. I look forward to working with the Trump administration on fulfilling his promise to cap credit card interest rates at 10%. We cannot continue to allow big banks to make record profits by ripping off Americans by charging them 25 to 30% interest rates. That is usury. Well, it's because credit card companies aren't allowed to discriminate, right? There are some groups, and you can think of sort of between males and females, right? Men are better at paying off their debts than women are. And you know, there are certain groups in society that are better at paying off their debts than others. And because credit card companies aren't allowed to choose based upon general statistics of paying back debt, everyone has to pay for the least debt-paying groups. So, yeah, I mean, all that'll happen is that if credit card interest rates are capped at 10%, then only upper middle class and above households will be able to get credit cards, which may not actually be the bad thing, right? Okay, I think I skipped that one. Joe Rogan, Obama straight up lied. So, of course, you know, Joe Rogan kind of turned on me. I can't even remember 8 years ago. I don't know. Who knows, right? But, of course, I did shows way back in the day about how terrible Obama was. I'll link to one below. You can watch it. But, you know, it just gets so, I don't know what the word is exactly. Tiring, boring. It just gets like waiting for people to catch up. Waiting for people to catch up is crazy. My wife and I kind of have this one way or the other. So when we're hiking, she's like a go-bot, right? And I'm a little bit more sauntering and, you know, enjoying the view. But when we're in a mall, she wants to stop and look at everything. So either she's waiting for me or I'm waiting for her. Waiting for people to catch up, particularly if it takes, I don't know, half a decade or more, is really tiring. It's tiring and tiresome, and you never get any credit, right? Nobody ever says, or very few people will ever say, hey, Steph was talking about this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago almost, right? But they're just like, yeah, I just came to this conclusion. Isn't that interesting? So that's why I'm, to a large degree, I mean, for mostly our politics, because it takes too long for people to catch up, and you get too many arrows in the back, and then people step over your body like you weren't even there. All right. This is pretty funny. This guy is paying for his child support with checks, with photos of him and his new wife in the background. And you can see this, never have been happier. I love my wife. I don't know if it's true or not, but either way, it's pretty funny. I think I used this in a podcast today. The sun loses over 4 million tons of mass every second as energy. I initially thought this was about the DOD and an audit, but it's actually tons of mass. That's stars, honestly, every now and then, stars just blow my mind. I mean, I don't know why the sun isn't called a space heater, but the fact that we are alive, we exist because of a 10 billion year nuclear bomb, I can't even tell you. Like, I remember when I was a kid, you know, you find out, oh, the sun's going to go out in 5 billion years or 10 billion years or whatever it is, right? And there's a certain, so it's a slightly precious, angsty nihilism that sort of creeps into your bone marrow. But seriously, it's because there's a giant nuclear bomb 93 million miles away, 8 light minutes away. That is why we exist. And when I was a kid, of course, you know, you build your little bonfires and they're hard to maintain and they go out easily and so on. And there is a bomb that blows up for 10 billion years. And that's the only reason we're here. Every now and then, you just look up at the sun and it's like, okay, that's a nuclear bomb that's been going off for, it's going to go off for 10 billion years. And that's the only reason we're here. It's amazing, right? These charts, look, you cannot predict the future from the past. You cannot predict the future from the past. So if you can with personalities, the best predictor of future behavior is relevant past behavior, absent significant work on self-knowledge. But there is still this pattern of Bitcoin. And obviously there's some still similarities. Maybe it'll go up from here. I think it will. I think it won't, but we'll see. I should have grouped these maybe, but I can't move out of the game, move them around. Top least attractive male hobbies to women, right? So comic books. Yes, I understand that. Comic books, because that indicates that you will have a child with a child, like, because you want a male authority figure, at least for your children, even if you don't believe that men should have much authority in the relationship, right? So comic books, I get that. Cosplay, debating. Well, now, why would a woman not like a guy who debates? And he took that very personally. Why would a woman not like a guy who debates? Well, because a guy who debates is good at arguing back and is tougher to gaslight and control. We understand that. Drinking, yeah, I understand that. Kind of makes sense. Marjorie Taylor Greene, meeting. Ah, Magic the Gathering. I can understand that too. Anime, makeup. Yeah, I can see that. Crypto and cigars. Well, a crypto because he might be able to hide his wealth from her. Cigars because he's going to smoke with other men and they're going to tell him she's crazy if she is. I don't know what Funko is. The fact that debating is three times worse than a porn addiction. Oh my God, that's something. Gambling and the manosphere. So it's about control, right? All right. The Robert F. Kennedy thing is really, really interesting, right? This guy writes, you think RFK is insane? Good, we need to do some insane things as soon as possible because what's even more insane is what's happening to our health. 74% of adults are overweight. 50% of children are overweight. 50% of adults have diabetes or prediabetes. 30% of teens have diabetes or prediabetes. 40% of 18 and under have a mental health diagnosis. Young adult cancers are up 70%. 1 in 36 kids have autism. I did not know a single autistic kid when I was growing up. I remember getting the smallpox vaccine when I was in boarding school. We used to, all the boys, because it was, if you jerked your arm, there'd be a scratch on your arm. So we would all compare scratches to see how brave we were. And yeah, the health is catastrophic. This is like late stage mass utopia stuff as well, right? And also because doctors have to treat people no matter what, you don't get the early signals about health unaffordability, right? A lot of the national debt has to do with the fact that doctors have to treat everyone no matter whether they can pay or not, means that people don't really think about their health, right? Because, I mean, the way it should work is you have insurance, and the insurance, the moment you start to get bad health markers, the insurance starts cranking up your rates, and that gives you an incentive to change, right? Now you just run to the government crying and bleeding, and they give you all the healthcare known to man for, quote, free, and so you don't get those early signals. And I mean, remember, a lot of people aren't that wise. They just go off, especially financial signals, and you're just not getting them then. Again, whether all of this is true or not, I do not know. I do not know, but this is very interesting. U.S. over 40s could live an extra 5 years if they were all as active as the top 25% of the population. And for the least physically active, this could mean living nearly 11 more years. So that's pretty wild. Pretty wild. Low physical activity levels are associated with a higher risk of diseases such as heart disease and stroke, as well as premature death, and so on. So you can read this in more detail. This is under Owen Gregorian. But it is, you know, if you've had something where you say, gee, I've wasted time in my life, or yeah, I put, I don't know, 5,000 hours into Baldur's Gate 3 or something like that. If you feel like you've wasted time in your life, then what you can do is you can say, well, I'll just start really exercising and controlling my weight. Exercise well, move around, get some, eat well, exercise well, and you get all that time back. It's magic. All right. No one is hated more than an honest man. Well, that's not, I mean, no one is loved or hated more, right? You cannot get the love of the virtuous, which is the only love that exists, without incurring the hatred of the evil. That is the deal. It's a sad thing about life. It's a sad thing about the world that is. I would not have the love of those who love me, and I would not be able to love the people that I love if I was not willing to endure, as other people are willing to endure, the hatred of the evildoers. And that is a sad price we have to pay for falling in love. And being in love is that we have to put up with the hatred of the evildoers, but that is just the way that it is as it stands. All right. You got to check out my novel, The Future, for how we get out of it. Public listed company Solidion Technology to allocate 60% of cash flows to buy Bitcoin for its corporate treasury. This is coming along well. I thought this was interesting. So
that's the women you surveyed.
The book is based on a survey where men and women were asked if they got 80% of everything they want in their ideal mate, would they be happy with that? And women said, no, that's settling. And men said, 80%? I'd be thrilled. That's a catch. And so
80% of the women you surveyed is settling?
That's settling because, you know, the question is, what actually makes us happy in long-term romantic love? And, you know, that's the question that I explore in the book. And I'm a journalist, so I went out and I asked neurobiologists about chemistry, and I asked behavioral economists about demographics, and I asked marital researchers.
What are women too picky about here?
Well, I'll tell you, men and women were asked, what would be a deal breaker for going on a second date? And men named three things. They said, she has to be cute enough. She doesn't have to look like Angelina Jolie. She just has to be cute enough. She has to be warm and kind, and she has to be interesting to talk to. Those seem like really valid criteria.
Ding, 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 ding. Pretty simple.
Right. Okay, reasonable, right? The women came back with 300 things that would rule out a guy for a second date. And we're talking about like another 2 hours and maybe a free dinner. And they wouldn't do it. And there were things like, he wore a brown belt with black shoes. Or we were having a really good time and I thought he was cute and he was interesting. But then he did this Austin Powers impression and I just can't get that out of my mind and I can't go out with him again. Austin Powers guy could be the love of her life. The book is based on a survey where men and...
Yeah, is it Home Math or something? One of these guys does this, you know, 634. This gives women the ick. So the fussiness is interesting. So in the modern world, women are protected from physical dangers. They don't do dangerous work for the most part. And they are protected from foolish decisions, such as having a child out of wedlock, by the welfare state, free healthcare, dental care, and social security, and sort of you name it. So women can afford to be picky because in the past, being immune from negative consequences meant that you were the aristocracy. It meant that you were very, very high up in the power structure. So women have been programmed by lack of consequences and lack of danger to, like, you think of a queen, right? A queen's not going to get eaten by a wolf, right? But all women in cities are never going to get eaten by wolves and so on. So the lack of danger, the lack of consequences has elevated women to be pretty vainglorious. A lot of them, right? Not, because obviously not all. So the queen has to be super picky about who she chooses as the king. And the aristocracy of youth and beauty and feminism and lack of consequences and lack of danger, right? Because if a woman is, like, let's say you live on the frontier, the woman needs a man to take care of predators, to build the structure that keeps her and her kids safe and all, like, she needs all of that. But if protection is outsourced to the state and so on, then the woman can be as fussy as she likes because she is being programmed to believe she's at the very top of the pyramid of the aristocracy, which is why the ick is important. Bitcoin Archive, Pennsylvania. Hey, is that where Dracula's from? To allocate 10% of its $7 billion reserves to buy Bitcoin if it passes the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve Act. Yes, yes, yes. So, Bitcoin has the same number of users as the internet had in 1999. Today we're going to Bitcoin like it's 1999. So, yeah, look at this. So, this one, of course, the red one is internet adoption. So, we're just right in around there. And this only goes up to 2020. Of course, it's higher now. And look at that. Look at that. And the interesting thing, of course, is that you had to pay to access the internet. And for a lot of people, it cost time because they'd spend time doing it. Whereas you do have to pay to enter Bitcoin, but Bitcoin accumulates in value. Boy, if I had all the time back that I'd spent on the internet over my life, it would be all the money back. Crazy, right? Same guy. Yeah. Vivek for real, Underbar. Five new U.S. public companies have adopted Bitcoin as a treasury reserve asset this week alone. It's happening. This pretty wild, right? Therapy is invented. 120 years pass. Everyone's more anxious, neurotic, and depressed than ever before. How did this happen? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Now, I remember doing an interview with a guy, this is like 15 years ago on the show, about how good talk therapy is enormously beneficial for happiness. And it's worth like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year in a raise, in raises, like financial raises. So, yes. Maybe I'll think about this. I found therapy to be very helpful, enormously helpful. But I had a therapist who was quite into morality in many ways. So that is interesting. Everyone's more anxious, neurotic, and depressed than ever before. Obviously, correlation is not causation, right? 100% of the people who confuse correlation with causation end up dead. So that's interesting. What do you guys think? Think about that. Right, that's for me. I just watched my 5-year-old son chat with GPT advanced voice mode for over 45 minutes. It started with a question about how cars were made. It explained it in a way that he could understand. He started peppering it with questions. Then he told it about his teacher and that he was learning to count. ChatGPT started quizzing him on counting and egging him on, making it into a game. He was laughing and having a blast, and it obviously never lost patience with him. I think this is going to be revolutionary. The essentially free, infinitely patient, super genius teacher that calibrates itself perfectly to your kid's learning style and pace. Excited about the future. Highly danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger. Because ChatGPT is an entity with no needs or requirements for reciprocity. Right? So the important thing, and of course he's five, I get that, right? It's not supposed to be 50-50 reciprocity. But the important thing about raising kids is you really do have to teach them that other people have needs too, that you want to make sure that you ask other people about themselves. I mean, you know, one of these little tiny scraps of conversations that was quite important to me is a guy I knew in the business world. He was very senior. He's sadly dead now, but a guy I knew in the business world. I went out for dinner with him and his wife and my wife, of course, came along. And my wife is very curious about people, asked him a lot of questions and her a lot of questions. And then they asked questions. And he said, this is really refreshing because normally, you know, people just talk about themselves. And my wife and I have a policy that we give people 5-10 minutes max. If they never ask us any questions, we just move on. So it's nice that you guys ask questions because, you know, we're curious about you too and so on, right? So very, very interesting. So reciprocity is important. Nothing wrong with this. He's five, but at some point he's, because this is all about him and ChatGPT has no needs and no needs for reciprocity. So is it just training the kid to make it all about himself, right? This one, I could get into this in great depth. Deep, baby. So I, 27-year-old female, screamed at my husband, 28-year-old male, over his hobbies, and now he's changed, and I don't know how to fix this. I've been married for 4 years. He's a room where he keeps all his hobbies. Sim racing, I don't know what that is, aviation setups, I assume that's pedals and joysticks and so on for flight sims, soccer analysis tools, Lego sets, music production equipment, basically his sanctuary. He's super, I don't know what that, something's missing here, autistic, I don't know. He's always inviting me into his space to be part of his interests. I love him and appreciate that he wants to include me, but sometimes I just need some time for myself. Recently, I snapped. I yelled at him, saying some hurtful things that I didn't mean, like how his interests bore me, that he needs to get a social life, and even questioned why I married him. Since then, he's completely changed. He stopped spending time in his room, moved to sleeping on the couch, and barely talks to me. He's even ignored our usual tradition of watching our home nation soccer team play, something he'd never skipped before. So, lots of feedback on this, on both sides of the aisle, I suppose. Mine is a little different. And I remember after I left theater school, I left before the end of the second year. I deeply disliked my writing teacher. And if it's any consolation, he deeply disliked me. And I remember I got as a writing assignment. I've probably still got it somewhere, but I got as a writing assignment that to dramatize the trial and death of Socrates. And I wrote what I thought was a great play about the trial and death of Socrates. He hated it. And he said, it should be like this. And then he wrote it. And I hated his. He had people swearing and making coarse jokes. And I'm like, no. Okay, so we don't fit. We don't fit. So anyway, I left. And so then I had written a play and I produced a play in Toronto. And I had a stage manager for my play who was just breaking up, one of these tortured breakups, just agony, like two pieces of soul Velcro being torn apart by a bunch of jackals. And it was a 5-year relationship, and you know, they'd never quite gotten married. They'd had a comfortable time, but she was getting into her, she was 27 or so, and they were breaking up, and it was, you know, really, really tough, right? You probably knew this. You know, the married couples in high school that they've been dating since earlier junior high and so on, and then maybe they break up before the end of high school and so on. So about 4 years, right? So let's see here. Been married for 4 years, so let's say they knew each other for a year before. So 5 years, man. So in general, there's exceptions, but in general, if you're with someone for 5 years and you don't have kids, your body, particularly for a woman, because you've got a shorter runway, right? Your body will simply rebel against him. Because the reason why you don't have kids is you have gaslit yourself into pretending that there's no passage of time. Your body knows better. And at some point, your body will just scream at him to make him go away so you can find a guy to have kids with. Boom. I'm telling you, sex is for kids. Dating is for kids. Engagement is for kids. Marriage is for kids. Pair bonding is for kids. It's not to have a nerd room of infinite immaturity. It is for, right? Where, this should not be your nerd room. This should be the baby's room. My God. So of course she's going to snap because she wants to have kids, or her body wants to have kids. And if it ain't going to happen with this guy, she's going to dump him and move on. And so I'm just telling you, like, I mean, around 4 to 5 years, your entire body will rebel against an infertile relationship. So just so you know. That's one for Izzy. I thought this was clever. St. Moses the Black. Is that a real saint? Anyway. You fast, but Satan does not eat. You labor fervently, but Satan never sleeps. The only dimension with which you can outperform Satan is by acquiring humility, for Satan has no humility. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right. What happens if the U.S. government wants to buy 1 million Bitcoin? It seems to be, I think it's gone, the bill's been introduced. All the 60 million millionaires want to hold a whole coin. Countries around the world want to accumulate. Pension funds around the world want to start allocating to Bitcoin. Every company in the world wants to start buying Bitcoin, but no one wants to sell. There isn't enough Bitcoin to satisfy all the demand that's coming. Birds will often pluck out their own feathers as a result of mental stress, anxiety, and neglect. Yes, well, so, I have really, really been mulling over why people love drama so much. I love peace and quiet, right? And so I don't know why people love drama so much. Like this, I'm going to fight Trump to the death, you know, all of this sort of stuff. Why do people love drama so much? It's maybe a little bit more female, but I think it has to do with the fact that the drama and the excitement and the thrill and the moral essence of your life should be in the having and raising of children, right? Teaching them how to be good, fighting negative or malign influences against your children, and promoting virtue. That should be a battle. But because a lot of childless women out there, right, they don't have kids. And so politics becomes politics and pets and causes and ideologies and all of that becomes their drama because they're missing the drama and excitement and moral crusade of raising children. Well, yeah, median new U.S. home price in Bitcoin, 2012, over 50K, 2013, just under 20K. It goes all the way down to 2024, where you can get a house for 5 bitcoins. Come on. Come on, baby. Just think of that with regards to the national debt. Of course, I did The Truth About Single Moms many, many, many years ago. Toxic masculinity. 43% of boys are raised by single mothers. 78% of teachers are female. And it's even more in the younger years. Close to 50% of boys have a 100% feminine influence at home and 80% feminine influence at school. Right? Toxic masculinity isn't the problem. The lack of masculinity is. You know, and I made this point many years ago, but it's been a while. It's wild to me how women say, well, you know, we have to have female role models. Otherwise, women would have no idea they could be an astronaut or a scientist or anything. We got to have these female role models. But apparently, boys don't need any male role models at all. That's wild. Friar George. Now, I'm going to scandalize everyone. He says, I've seen bad parents raise children who become the best adults. I've also known, quote, perfect parents who ended up raising monsters and everything in between. There is no secret formula to parenting. Try your best to love your kids and beg God for his help. Yeah, that's just not true. That's just an absolute falsehood. You don't know. And I understand it's not falsifiable, so I'm aware of this. But when people make positive claims like, oh, these parents were perfect, and yet their child turned out really terrible, it's like, you don't know. You don't know. How do you know? You don't know what goes inside the home. You don't know what went on if the kids were over at some malevolent sleepover where there was some creepy uncle or cousin or whatever, right? You don't know what might have happened in Boy Scouts or whatever there is now. You don't know what might have happened with some creepy doctor. You don't know what might have happened with a priest. You don't know particularly what might have happened with a school teacher. You don't know what might have happened in just about every conceivable scenario where bad things can happen, right? You don't know any of these things, right? So, and of course, there's lots of people who put you've heard a bunch of them on my show. Lots of people who put forward a very positive perspective of themselves. And yet, and then underneath, it's just a giant, horrifying mess. So, yeah, there is a secret formula to parenting. Virtue, honesty, directness, and non-aggression principle. All right. So, let's see. This is something I'm not proud of laughing. I'm not proud of laughing. It just really caught me by surprise. So, and this is a little sped up, right?
A Boise, Idaho woman is considered a medical miracle. Laura Esterman was struck by lightning nearly a month ago, and she was considered officially dead. Thankfully, CPR from her mom revived her heart, but she laid in a coma for 2 weeks, and then she defied all odds and woke up.
No.
Well, obviously, there's a problem with that tape. She doesn't really sound like that. She doesn't remember the accident, so the evidence is clear. I am so sorry. Laura's learning to walk again after the lightning burned her legs.
Come on.
Obviously.
This is the day, Kathy. Oh, we're all going to hell. No. Oh, God, that was an unfortunate moment, but very, very funny. Oh, no. All right, from the ridiculous to the sublime, relentless passage of time. It's coming. Nobody who's young ever really believes they're going to get old. I certainly didn't. But it happened. So this is the best you can hope for. Going from these smooth-faced young hotties to these wrinkled, crumpled paper bag crypt keepers on the right. That is the best you mean. To get to 103 is pretty damn good, right? That's the best you can hope for. You should see my Hong Kong documentary, if you haven't. Oh, this breaks my heart. Honestly, it breaks my heart. So, yeah, look at this. This is the best you can hope for, is to get this old. I still have yet to hit peak wrinkles. Obviously, you know, I have some, but I went bald early, so that didn't really matter, but I've yet to hit peak wrinkles, but it's coming. Yes, yes, yes. The trenches. Tokyo, firebombed and flattened. Just incredible. This is an abandoned fishing village on Shenzhen Island. of a hen, 2,000 fishermen, and then it's just gone. Really? Pyramids in their original form covered in pristine white limestone with a pure gold peak. Is that right? I didn't know that. The Dubai coastland between 1984 and 2022. The amount of work that gets done on this planet is really just something else and a half. Look at that. Look at all that sea level rise or fall or whatever's going to happen, right? So, yeah, I've seen that picture before. In 1964, Ringo Starr took a picture of high school students who ditched class to watch the Beatles perform on their first U.S. tour. 5 decades later, they reenacted the photo. You know, of course, when you're young, you look at old people and you think they've always been old because you don't see the passage of time that much, right? So you think old people have always been old, but of course, everyone goes from the top picture to the bottom, if you're lucky, right? Could be a lot worse, right? The Roman Forum in its prime, how it stands today. And that one. Machu Picchu up in there. Very cool. All right. So this can kind of go on and on, but you get the idea. Be aware of the passage of time. Make hay while the sun shines. So this is from me. Weather patterns and cycles of warming and cooling are not caused by carbon dioxide. They come from the sun, which is 99.85 the mass of the solar system and controls all light and energy. The climate campaign exploits fear and falsified data to create an environmental crisis. Yes. I really, really, really viscerally hate, loathe, and burn against those who in particular frighten children for the sake of maintaining political power and stealing. It's just terrible. Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Michelle Bullock on Bitcoin. Look, it's not a currency. It's not money. But, you know, I don't really see a role for it, certainly in the Australian economy or payment system. Yeah, it's a commodity, right? I think we did Pennsylvania. I love this one. Crypto tea is pretty funny. Hi, my name is Jason. Ah, nice to meet you, Jason. And he tries to put the Jason name, but it's too full of Bitcoin. Say, Jarvis, have you ever heard of Satoshi Nakamoto? Brilliant and true. Rumors are circulating Germany has bought 50,000 bitcoins for a strategic reserve. I think there might be a little bit more of a bump in cost if that were true, but, you know, who knows, right? Would you rather let me go through your text or break up? The gaslighting in this is great.
Break up or let me go through? Would you rather break up or let me go through your text right now?
Now, I don't know if this is staged, right? Because there's a big camera here pointing at her.
I'm right now on camera.
I have an ultimatum.
Yeah. Either we break up or let me go through.
Who's asking that?
No, let me see.
Is this like a new thing or what?
Yeah, it's all on TikTok.
Okay, well, don't just reach for my phone. Like, I have stuff on there that, like, is not your business. What are you...
Right. I mean, honestly, I mean, my wife could go through my phone anytime she wants. There's nothing
talking
there.
About.
Which one are you choosing?
Why do I have to choose? Why is that a thing? It's not how relationships work. So what do you...
Right, it's not how relationships work. So she's claiming authority over relationships, and she's portraying him as foolish and uneducated and not like lacking knowledge about relationships.
Talking about.
Which one are you picking? Are we breaking up or can I go through your text?
Okay, well, what if one option just, you know, just leads us breaking up anyways? Like,
so then it wraps.
No, I never said that. But like, you know, I know you're sensitive and stuff.
I'm not sensitive.
I think you're sensitive and you're insecure and that's.
Yes. So anytime for some women, toxic women, I'm sure this is true for men too, but for toxic women, if you try to have standards, they'll say that you're insecure, you're controlling. So the women can have a list of 600 ick factors, but if man has a standard like, I should be able to, if we're in a close relationship, I should be able to go through your phone. And then she says, well, you're just insecure. Man, don't fall for it.
Problem that we need to work on. I think we need to go to couples therapy probably.
I think you need to go to therapy by yourself.
So the reason she says couples therapy, I assume, I don't know this couple from Adam and Eve, of course, but I assume that the reason she says we need to go to couples therapy is she'll choose a female feminist-aligned therapist who will side with her and echo her statements that he's insecure and he's the problem.
Maybe the therapist can just get the bottom of your scummy-ass text.
Who said I'm texting anyone?
Okay, then let's read them if you got nothing to hide.
Maybe.
Don't touch me.
Stop playing.
Nah.
Are you being for real?
Yeah, either let me go through them or we're done. It's not funny.
Babe.
And this is the thing, too. I mean, she's obviously a pretty young woman. And so she has so many options that she can be a smug and arrogant and contemptuous, because she knows she can just walk out on the street and, you know, a bunch of guys will want to date her.
Literally so.
This is one of the things that's really tragic about staying on the market too long, is it provokes a kind of narcissism and arrogance and aristocracy and superiority and contempt for men, because you just got conveyor belts of guys who want to date you and you never have to settle down. There's always options.
No. I gave you the
ultimate. Okay, I'm not texting anyone, but I just have like a couple dating apps.
All right, cool.
Couple of dating apps.
Cool, then get out.
Well, I haven't gone on a date, so why
I
is
don't
it
care, get out.
Seriously. Everyone should be able to explore the.
Would you rather?
Everyone should be able to explore their options, right? And that's what he's doing. Very sad. Oh, what do you think of this? It says, one of the greatest lies ever told. Hurting them back will not heal your pain. Hurting them back will not heal your pain. And what do you guys think? I'm trying to think. Obviously, good Lord, I'm no particular standard of excellence with regards to this kind of stuff. But just to talk from my own experience, hurting them back will not heal your pain. I suppose I take some satisfaction in having a good career, doing meaningful work, having a great relationship with my wife, with my daughter, with my friends. I wouldn't say that I hurt people back, but there's a certain amount of satisfaction. The people who called me lots of negative names in the past have universally ended up in negative situations. And I would say I haven't hurt them back. I'll sort of let their conscience and life do that for them. But it certainly does. It brings relief. You know what it does? It brings relief for me. So the people who said, oh, philosophy is stupid and you don't really get it. And like when I was, even before I started doing this sort of stuff publicly, it's a relief that my life has worked out very well and their life has worked out badly. It's a relief, right? Because it's a big risk to go all in on integrity and honesty and virtue, right? And certainly believing that I have and knowing now that I did, it's a big risk because everyone is telling you to compromise. And so the fact that the people who really badly compromised ended up in a pretty negative situation, the fact that I didn't compromise, like I don't think you've ever heard me withdraw or disavow something that I know to be true. I can't think of a time when I've done that. I think I'd remember. So it does give me relief that I made the right decision, right?
To be a therapist. If you're wondering if it's hard to be a therapist right now, it is. It really is. You know, watching the pain and suffering that's come from this election and listening to my clients.
You know, it's funny, and it is really sad. Watching women get addicted to ideology is like watching men get addicted to porn and stuff like that. Like, it's just the natural reproductive urges are being twisted into self-destructive behavior. They're being exploited. It's like a biohack to control people, and it's really sad.
Saying homophobic things to me, not knowing I have a wife, is really fucking hard.
Now,
if you're wondering if it...
I agree, of course, that people shouldn't be saying these things to her, but you know, one day, I mean, I don't want to speak for all men, but I think I can speak for a lot of men. One day, a woman will say, you know, someone said something hurtful to me, and I realized talking about toxic masculinity has been really hurtful to men, right? Talking about men being rapists, talking about men being abusers, talking about the patriarchy and men being exploiters. Like, someone said something hurtful to me, and I really, you know, I just made the connection that I've been saying all these hurtful things about men and to men, and maybe to white men in particular, right? At some point, they're going to realize that words can be pretty wounding, and they're going to recognize that they have also said these words in particular to men, but it's not, it doesn't seem to be imminent.
And listening to my clients saying homophobic things to me, not knowing I have a wife, it's really fucking hard. It's really fucking hard. If I have to validate them, I can't say anything. It's really fucking hard.
Right. And for men's lives are pretty hard too. Like male suicides are huge. Male accidents and deaths in the workplaces are huge. Male homelessness is huge. And look, I'm not saying that everything has to be redirected to men, but, you know, one or two things once in a while would not be too bad. The Roman denarius lasted 400 years. The Spanish real lasted 300 years. The British pounds lasted 200 years. Well, technically 400, but it's lost 98% of its value. And the US dollar has lost 98% of its value in 100 years. Money is lasting shorter while devaluing faster. Opt out, choose Bitcoin. Yeah. The Financial Times, considered a cornerstone of global finance, reports, it's time to let go of old mindsets, forget the past, envision a bold, prosperous future, and buy Bitcoin. Huh, fascinating. Female bodybuilders versus 16-year-old farmers. I'm just going to mute because I don't think we really need it. But yes, female bodybuilders, right? Adults versus 16-year-old farm boys, right? Flipping their tires, and the farm boys are doing it really well. And there's a tug of war coming up, if I react, tug of war. And they're pulling. And, you know, I did a show many years ago about female athletes versus male athletes. And it was really something, right? Just the difference is just staggering. So, all right. Skip this one. It's an unfortunate haircut for that length of a neck. I don't know if this looks like it's AI changed. I have nothing that makes me happy in life. Do you have stuff that makes you happy in life? Let me know below. All right. I think we're good. We should probably stop here. Oh, yeah. So this is the ick thing, right? Cassandra, 40, single mom looking for a stepdad for my kids. Qualification, must have a six-figure salary, a car that can fit all my kids comfortably, or willing to buy an SUV. Six-pack, mandatory. Single dad will not be qualified, willing to marry me in less than a month. I will need a 30K diamond ring before the wedding. Must be 6 foot taller. Must have 4 to 6 bedroom available for my two kids. Must pay all the rent and the mortgages. Must adopt all two of my kids and two dogs. Must know how to cut grass. This wish list stuff, oh my gosh, it's absolutely wild. Just an absolute wish list. And it's, honestly, I don't know this woman, of course, but it's so bottomlessly selfish and narcissistic. It's absolutely staggering that a woman would have this checklist, like she's just able to concoct and brew and witch together from Ear of New and Eye of Bat some giga chad without saying, okay, so a guy who has all this, what's he looking for? A guy who has all this, what's he looking for? And do I fit that? That's amazing to me. This is true, right? For me, I think it's true. Public companies must buy Bitcoin to prevent their stock from being sold in preference for Bitcoin. CFOs and treasurers are figuring this out. I guess last thing here, to me, this is kind of tempting. Come on, tell me that's not going to put some hair on your chest. Make your balls hang a little heavier. That is some manly stuff. Plus, you know, if King Kong breaks in, he won't attack your family. He'll just try and mate with your couch. I mean, that's got to be a plus, especially if you're living somewhere in Japan. No, New York. Sorry, I'm thinking Godzilla. Oh, messed it up. 16 years ago, the EU and US economies were neck and neck. Today, the US economy is 50% larger than the entire EU combined. Here's the devastating truth behind Europe's ongoing economic suicide. Wild stuff. Okay, this DNC stuff is really gross. So, I appreciate you listening. I hope you find this interesting. Let me know what you think. And freedomain.com/donate to help out the show. Gratefully, deeply, and humbly appreciated. Thanks a mil, guys.